from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Philadelphia Eagles got my attention today.
How so?
Well, they made a trade.
Yeah.
But it's not just that they made a trade. It's the trade they made. And my mind immediately went to last year's Niners-Eagles game. And just for a moment, act like the roles were reversed.
Okay.
You were rolling. You're the 49ers. You think big, big things about yourself. You swagger. You swagger everywhere you go. You talk a lot. You got an Italian head coach who just wants to tell you all about it. You got somebody
you
named
an Italian hitman.
Yeah, you got a hitman on the sideline who nobody's ever heard of, who's an instant celeb. No, but pretend
you were 10-1. You beat Buffalo in overtime,
and
you would just beat
Kansas City also.
Yep.
And who was it the week before? Was it Miami?
It was Dallas. Then you
had
the bye.
Okay, you had just beat the creme de la creme of the NFL, and you're at home.
The only team that beat you was the Rodgers-less Jets,
which was odd.
Weird.
Jalen Hurts handed that thing away late.
Totally.
But anyway. You're
4 turnovers.
10-1? Was that the record?
10-1.
Okay, Niner fans, how would you have reacted? You're 10-1, and you're hosting the Eagles at Levi's, and you think you are the bee's knees. Oh, you think you are special. You think you are the best team in the NFL, and you don't think it's close. And then you take a lead at the end of one quarter in your own building, and Levi's is lit up. I mean, it's loud. Everybody's drunk. And from that moment forward, three quarters play out that are so unbelievably embarrassing. You get clowned on your home field.
They got clowned.
Your hitman gets thrown out of the game. Your head coach's entire world ends up exposed. Apparently, you weren't getting along with the quarterback. And not only do you get embarrassed at home, Dibs, you never get it back. You never get it back. You barely win another game the rest of the year.
They beat the Giants.
You fall into the playoffs where you get embarrassed again.
At Tampa.
And quickly get sent home.
Yeah.
If that had happened to us, how would you be reacting?
You'd be furious.
Well, wouldn't you? I think when I see what the Eagles did this offseason, I think they took that game with them into the offseason. And they are a hamster on a wheel, man. Like, they went, they're like, yep, Saquon Barkley. Pay one receiver, forget that, let's pay two. And then 2 weeks before the season, let's acquire another receiver. Let's do it. We're paying offense. We're going to go weaponry central. We are all in, double down, freak out, lose it, let's go. Meanwhile, over in Ninerland, cigars, smoking jackets, ottomans, and unsigned players. Beepity boppity boop. The sound of the soundtrack of the Niners and the Eagles offseason is very different.
Yeah, the Eagles is heavy metal and loud music, yes, and let's go, let's try to ramp it up. And for the Niners, it's classical or jazz, whichever one you prefer, and it's everything's fine. Maybe it's ocean sounds or whatever you put on your sound machine before bed. And, you know, we've got a little white noise for the baby, nice and low, but it's like a steady little... And that's kind of what it is down there right now, because you are defending NFC champs. And if everybody comes in and everybody's ready, you're very good. And like you said, Vegas tells you you're the favorite or the co-favorite to win the whole damn thing. So why do you need to really shake things up, even though all around you teams are getting better and you're staying the same?
I mean, who else? I mean, let's take where Evan was taking this conversation. Who else scares you in the NFC? Anyone?
I don't think anyone scares you.
Oh, well, let me change threats. The word then. Who has your attention?
I think Green Bay has your attention. Okay. Detroit still has your attention. The Rams quietly have your attention, okay. I think.
Okay.
I mean, the Rams are still a very good team.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they have a good quarterback, good offense, and a good head coach. But Dallas, they have your attention, but exactly. Your response is perfect. Because, yeah, Dallas. Dallas, right?
Quick aside.
Sure.
49ers fans, you think you've had a bad offseason?
Wow.
You think your vibes are bad? The Dallas Cowboys have had potentially the most head-scratching offseason I've ever seen a playoff contender have. I literally don't understand what just happened. What did they do? Like, Michael Gallup's not there anymore. You went out and signed a running back. He's your old running back. He's only older. You don't even know who your running back is. Your best player is still sitting there waiting for a contract. The only thing you've said about him is, we don't miss you. And your franchise quarterback is making $40 million, yet you've made him sort of feel like he makes $5 million, and he's got to go out there and prove himself again. Meanwhile, the lead story of the preseason is, hey, look, Trey Lance is sort of like not awful.
Looks pretty good.
No, he doesn't, but he doesn't look as bad as he used to. I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing?
Yeah, they're stuck in the past is what they're doing.
If the Niners have had a bad offseason, then the Cowboys have had a worse one.
They have, but you know, to your point about who scares you, I think that Detroit comes back hungrier than ever, looking to bite a kneecap, and Green Bay is still, their quarterback is going to be better. If Brock Purdy is going to be better, then Jordan Love is also going to be better. Should and be. Their, yep. their young core of receivers and running backs and tight ends are going to be better. And, you know, somebody's going to win the East. It feels like it'll be Philadelphia. And so I look at the Rams, and you had a good point in the crossover about the NFC South. I do think that the South will be won by a team that actually wins 10 games, and Tampa's going to be pretty good. They might be a little bit better, and Atlanta should be a lot better. And then New Orleans, you never know. And Carolina, yeah. Well, I feel for you, Shaka Khan. But I do think that the middle of the NFC has gotten better. The middle of it. The top is still the top.
Is Philly on the list? Is Philly
They're
on
in
your
the middle
attention?
To me.
They're in the middle.
Philly has my attention, but you're going to have to show me, because like you said last year, and you called it actually weeks in advance, you said Philly's not the team that you think that they are. They were 10-1 coming into the Niner game, and you said long before, because I asked you like in October, I said, will these two teams both be undefeated when they meet in December? And you said, no, of course not. And I said, wait, are you down on the Niners? You said, no, Philadelphia is a fraud. Philadelphia is not the team that you think that they are. And well, they came in 10-1, and I was still like, Mark, Philadelphia, huh? Am I right? And then they go up 6-0, and then the Niners score 42 points, and the Eagles lost that game, and I just checked it to make sure. They lost 42-19 without a turnover.
Yeah.
They did not turn the ball over.
No, the 49ers, correct me if I'm wrong, you scored a touchdown on 6 consecutive drives.
I believe it was right? 6 straight, and I was looking at the
6 consecutive drives, Randy?
Ayuk, McCaffrey, Debo, Jawan, Debo.
Yeah. Oh, Debo went bananas.
Banana land.
Go watch Receiver on Netflix and just remember the Eagle game through the eyes of Debo Samuel. And it's pretty orgasmic if you're a 49 fan. It is. It's pretty great.
Yep. It was Niners drives. It's punt, punt, touchdown, 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 end of game.
And then Ottoman. Yeah, yeah.
End of game.
42-19. Yeah. And you were down 6-0 at the end of one quarter.
Right.
And when did by the way, I think the Eagles put some garbage points up, didn't they?
They had a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
They had one in the third, one in the fourth.
All right.
But it was, it was pretty much Ottoman City. It was 28-13 at the end.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The three.
Man.
Yeah, it was like you said that it was going to be. And then the Eagles promptly went out and lost 5 of the next 6. Including the playoff game to Tampa, where they barely showed up.
Yeah, the statement, I remember a conversation we had, and the statement that I made when everyone was like, this is a preview of the NFC Championship game. I go, you're missing something. The Eagles aren't going to be there.
Yep.
They're not going to make it.
Yeah, you said that over and over.
And
I didn't buy it for a long time.
I didn't even know it was going to be that bad.
Right.
Like, I knew there was some problems, and I knew that there were some things that were super quirky in their favor if you looked at the way they got to 10-1. I didn't think they would, never win another game, practically. That was crazy.
And they beat the Giants.
Again, they didn't win another game against an NFL team.
Yep.
And I just started thinking about that when they made... And by the way, we should back up for those of you who are I don't know, working and have lives.
Sure.
Give me the trade, Grandy. So, Jahan Dotson, who is sneaky. I know that's not a big name. I think Jahan Dotson is a good player. And if you go tuck him in to an Eagles offense, remember now, this is a guy that's been playing in Washington with no quarterback for the last few years. Now, and also has been asked to have a larger role. If you go stick him in an Eagle offense where Barkley's in the backfield, Jalen Hurts is your quarterback, and you're just using him on passing downs, where the defense is thinking about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson is going to move the ball down the field on you now.
I love it.
He can do some things. So I think this is a phenomenal acquisition for the Eagles. And correct me if I'm wrong, they give up, Washington gives up Jahan and a fifth. Is that right? Yes. Washington gets a third and multiple sevenths?
2 sevenths, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's your deal. I think it's a great deal for the Eagles.
For sure.
I think Washington is not in win now mode. So they gather some more assets and they're going to open up some space for some younger receivers who Jaden Daniels is probably working well with. And I think the Eagles are reacting to what was the date of that game? It was November, December?
It was December, early December. It was the 3rd of December. It was the 3rd of December.
I think that their entire offseason has been about that day.
Yeah.
I think that they were embarrassed, and they're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Well, and you realized on that day that you were a fraud.
Yeah.
And, you had your security guy, Big Dom. Hey, it's Big Dom. I got thrown out. He tried to have his little imprint on the game, and even that didn't work, and you realize that the best of the NFC was far better than you were, and then your hangover was that you went to Dallas and lost, and then you went out and you lost virtually every other game. You lost at Seattle, and then you beat the Giants, but you lost to Arizona. You lost to the Giants again. You limped in the playoffs. You went to Tampa Bay, and you lost that game 32-9. And I don't think that Tom Brady quarterbacked that team.
God. It was not close.
I think that was Baker Mayfield.
No, they were not a functional football team.
They were broken
after the Niners.
The Niners broke them.
And they went out this offseason to fix it. And I think that the takeaway from a 49er fan is to look at this and go, does this offseason feel complacent to you? Does it feel complacent to you? And I know where most of your minds are going to go right away, and it's to the two unsigned stars. By the way, I got a little nugget.
Okay, a little nuggy nug?
Well, this is just an odds note that I saw from our guy, Shapiro.
Okay.
And it has to do with Brandon. We're not going to annoy you. We're not going to break down the lack of a contract. We're not going to tell you tweets about nothing. But there's something that Shapiro sent out with regard to wide receiver odds that I think you should hear. And so I'll have that for you coming up in a few. But with two unsigned big names, the cancellation of a joint practice, Christian McCaffrey skipping the preseason, and all of that going on while the Eagles are like, we're signing this guy, we're signing that guy, and we're going to give this guy money, and Devonta, everybody. Like, does it feel like the Niners are a little complacent while the Chasers are not? I don't know. You know what I mean? It's not like I wanted the Niners to go make some other acquisition.
Yeah.
They've got the people, but this is the cost of doing business when you're the big dog. Everybody's coming to get you now. And so it's hard when everyone else is like making bold moves to get better.
Yeah.
And you're just like, we're already good. So we're just going to stay right how we are.
Hard to get a lot better when you have as much sunk into what you have sunk in, and you thought you could do it in the draft. But those players like Pearsall has not been able to step up and really help you in the short term. But yeah, you're right. All your competitors around you feel like they've gotten better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.